Hi everyone. For those that don't know me, my name is Jesse Harris. I've been a longtime blogger since 2006 discussing politics in Utah. I'm also the assistant editor at UtahPoliticoHub.com. I moved from Sandy to Cedar City in 2014 for clean air and found a really good school for my kids up here. Really loving living in Iron County. It definitely suits me much better than living on the Wasatch Front. I've talked more than a few times about how the news industry has been ailing, both because of bad business models and a series of choices that have eroded some public trust over time, and I hate that we're in this kind of a situation. Having a trusted way to spread accurate information is essential, not just for a functional political process, but for a functional society. The few news resources that are still alive and kicking, unfortunately, are spread pretty thin right now. When you look at news coverage in a smaller county like Iron County, we don't get much beyond a couple of the city council meetings in Cedar City and whatever huge controversial thing happens to be blowing up at the time, and it's pretty often that the two are the same event. So there's kind of a vacuum for this kind of information right now, so I'm going to try and do what I can to fill some of that void. That's why I've started working with some other involved politicos to start the Color Country Politics Podcast. Our goal is going to be interviewing elected and appointed officials from the city, county, state, our federal delegation, and political party officers. As part of that, just want to be clear, the political reality of Iron County is that it is heavily Republican. Pretty much anyone I interview is going to end up being a Republican. Democrats are such an absolute non-factor here that they didn't even have any candidates for our various county seats in this election. So everything was pretty much decided via the convention and primaries. And since that defines so heavily what we have in our political process here in Iron County, not just in our general elections, because our primary winners largely are running unopposed, it defines what happens in our city council meetings. It defines what happens in our county commission meetings. It defines what happens with the representatives we send to Salt Lake City and Washington, D.C. So the hope of all of us involved in this is that interviewing the people who choose to be involved in politics might inspire more people to get involved, may demonstrate that the GOP is a bigger tent than the various controversies might lead everyone to believe. And ultimately, I want it to lead to better, more representative governance in Iron County. We're all really excited to be doing this project, and I hope you'll be listening in when we share our inaugural episode in early October. If you have any questions or suggestions, please email them to us, feedback@colorcountrypolitics.com, and I look forward to having some of you listening to our podcast. Thanks.